very appreciative of the attendance that we do have tonight. Some of our ill are able to be with us, some that we know from other congregations are visiting with us, and some who have been visiting with us are able to be here tonight, and Kirk's able to be here. I believe that it is. Does it sound like the microphone is on? All right, we're going to pretend that it is, whether it is or not. Kurt, we actually have some hearing devices if you want them to bring it. All right. Can you help him with that, Aaron? Well, I tell you what, while they're working on that hearing device, we had what I believe is the best men's business meeting we've had in years today. We got so much accomplished. We talked about so many wonderful things that the congregation needs to do. And I always like, and the men like, for me to touch some of the high points of that meeting so that the whole congregation will be able to understand. First of all, we've already approved the budget for next year. We normally are 3 or 4 months into the year before we do that. We've already approved the budget, and we thank so much all of the men that work with Tommy in the preparation of this budget. They do such a fine job. We could probably just go in and give a check mark to it. They do such a wonderful job. But they have done that again this year, and we thank them for that. Also, there's going to be a men's church leadership workshop hosted by the Weber Road congregation. It's going to be at Camp Bandina. I did not bring one of those brochures, but maybe one of the men have one of those brochures. If you'll give it to me, we'll get it. Well, we'll just get it posted. Ken, if you'll get that posted. It's January the 27th and 28th. That's Friday and most of the day Saturday. So you need to realize it's going to be pretty much the whole weekend. But Weber Road is such a warm and faithful congregation. If they have anything to do with it, I know it'll be very, very good. We also announced and finalized our gospel meeting with the Sojourners. The Sojourners are going to be here April 24th through May the 4th, and the gospel meeting that they will be preaching again this year will be April 30th through May the 3rd. That'll be Sunday through Wednesday, and we usually have our final devotional with them on Thursday, and then they will be leaving, though some of them will be gone already. We'll get that in there. Now, if you have questions about this next announcement, if you will see one of the men, I think it would be better to just go ahead and say it that way. We will fully explain our decision. But the men decided not to offer the outreach minister to John Hansen. It was for a number of reasons. We're going to continue looking. If we need to reword the ad or something, we're going to continue looking. Though he was a wonderful man, he was of a wonderful family, we still unanimously thought we would like to hold off and wait for another person to send in a resume. Also, the ladies' restroom is almost completed. I don't think everything is there, the handrails and so forth, but it's almost completed. I'm going to find a time when there's nobody up here. I'm going to go in there and look at it. I'm not going to do that normally, but I'm going to go in there and look at it. And though Ken did have some to help him, Ken took the strong lead in this, and we need to really thank Ken for this. He was up here early and stayed late every day. There were others that were able to help him, but Ken took the bull by the horns, and we thank him so very, very much for this. Also, I'm very excited to announce this. We have budgeted for the outreach minister each year. Since we did not hire an outreach minister, we had some from the budget, a windfall. We had some money left over. As we did last year, we're going to be making 4 special contributions again this year. We're going to be sending $2,000 to the, what's the first word? Disaster? Church of Christ Disaster Relief Fund. They have spent millions of dollars helping people with floods and fires, like is in Tennessee and Kentucky now. They have spent millions of dollars in that, and we're going to send a check for $2,000 to them. We're also going to be sending a check for $2,000 to the orphanage there in India. The name of it again is?
India Mission Group.
India Mission Group. So we'll be sending $2,500 again to them, and we're excited about being able to do that. We're going to send $2,500 to Glenn Langston. You remember, he's the blind minister that has the only mission work among the blind that I know of, at least in the church. He does it by Braille. So we're very, very happy that we can send $2,500 to Glenn's work. And we're going to send $2,500 to the Huntsville Prison Ministry. You know, Freddie is very hesitant about asking money. I don't know that he's ever asked us money, but that is a wonderful, wonderful, and very needed and effective work, and a work that not everyone is cut out to do. But Freddie is, and this money is not going to Freddie. This is going to the mission work there at Huntsville. But we are delighted that we can send $2,500 again to him. Also, there is a lot of the old metal chairs left over out in the annex. We don't need them. We're not going to use them. So the decision was made per family. If you would like to get 6 of those chairs per family, do so. Per family. Get 6 of those chairs. When that bunch is gone, we're going to go back and do it again per family. So you're liable to end up with 40 or 50 of those metal chairs. Who knows? What you do with them, that's your own business. But if you would like to get some of those, are they in the very back part of the annex? They're in the very back part. So get one of the men to help you with that. So 6 chairs per family. Also, you might have noticed this morning that the trees had been moved up to the top. I forgot to mention this in the men's meeting. By this time next Sunday, we're going to have a handrail on this right-hand side. I'm calling it the Mike Leach handrail. I didn't know whether to call it the Mike Leach handrail or call that the Mike Leach tree. I thought that might be a little more embarrassing. So it's the Mike Leach handrail. It'll be here, Mike, by this time next week. Mike Yusoff is taking the lead in that, and he will do a very, very good job of that. Oh, yeah, I bet you were. But Mike is really not the only one that can use that handrail to get up to the top. So we decided that was best. It was going to be cheaper than calling the ambulance taking you to the hospital. It's the truth, but I am teasing, Mike. I really, really am teasing. Someone did suggest, though, they said, are you going to move those trees right in front of the speaker stand when you're preaching? I said, no, we're not going to do that. You wouldn't be able to see my handsome face, so we're not going to do that. If you were here last Wednesday night, you heard Brother Ron Brown give a very touching, very, very touching discourse on one of the problems that they are facing primarily in India, Asia, and so forth. We won't go into that. If you have questions about that, I will get you in touch with Brother Brown. But at that particular time, the very last slide that he used was that little boy walking down the beach with the starfish. Do you remember that slide? Okay, you're just going to have to take